Simin Kuf Samachet, Sivchet and Yud Zayin, and we're at the beginning of Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Machaber says in Sivchet, Lachmaniyot, Osen Shabilos and Ova Shakurin Uvlayish, Lechem Gomerum, Varchlov Moiti Berchasamazi. Voisen Shabilos and Rakov, Adaka Moit Shakurin Nivlash, Mavarchalim Bremen, Zenit, Sabrachas Rain Chalish. That's only if you weren't Kaveh Sudan. Kavah Sudos, Elem Varcham Moiti Berchasamazi. Now, what is this halacha of lachmaniyot? Is this possible b'kitzin? Is it not possible b'kitzin? It's not exactly clear b'chlal. The Gemara, when it brings down the din of lachmaniyot, it talks on that which Shmuel said, ein halacha k'rimoino, that you're mevarech hamoitzi and possible b'kitzin. In other words, Shmuel said, you're not mevarech hamoitzi and possible b'kitzin. The Gemara asks from lachmaniyot that you're mevarech hamoitzi. The Gemara says, that stuff if you're Kaveh Yesuda. If you're not Kaveh Yesuda, not. The Shaila is, how could he ask from Lachmaniyot to Pasa Baba Kisnin? So the truth is, if you look at the Ra says Mefurish, Lachmaniyot, Hainu Pasa Baba Kisnin. He understands that it's the same thing, and that's the Mashmaris of Rashi also. Rashi says, what's Lachmaniyot? He quotes what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Uvlayish, that's Lachmaniyot. And when Rashi was Masber, Mem Alpha, and Beis, what's Pasa Baba Kisnin? He says, Ke'ein Uvlayish Shalanu. Cain, some people say it's not the exact same thing. Cain, there's no easier about it. But Kinir Rashi understood that Lachmaniyot is mamash pasul b'kisnin. So it's very clear. We're asking it's one type of pasul b'kisnin. We're asking another type of pasul b'kisnin. Tesvis, on the other hand, is chaylik. Tesvis says no. It's not uvlayish. That's a lila ova, and that's hamoiti. Rather, it's nivlash. And that's something which is uvlayish is hamoiti, and nivlash is mezainis. Now, what's this nivlash? It's a belila rako b'chlal. It's not the same thing. What's the Gemara asking? B'chlal tzira, first of all, how could, the Eben Ezer asks, how could the Mechaber Paskin and Tzivches that uvlayish is amoitzi? Uvlayish is the possible b'kisnin of Rashi, which in Tziv Zayin, the Mechaber himself says that's one of the three different types of possible b'kisnin. The fact that it's nilish with something else. Rashi says uvlayish is nilish. And that's one of the types of possible b'kisnin that you make a mezainis on. Comes along the Mechaber himself in Sivches, and tells you, oh, by the way, Uvlayish, which I just told you in Siv Zayin, is possible with Kisnin, he says, no, it's really Hamaiti. Ayn Shem, what the Eben Ezer says, to be Metaritiv. But some, what's Pashup Shara in the Gemara, according to Tesis, where the Gemara asks Shom Lachmaniyot, which is Belila Rako, and your Mavarach Mezaynes, on to possible with Kisnin, which is Belila Ovo. What Shaykhs does one have to the next? So, it's all that Lavosh says, when he's talking about this Gemara of Lachmaniyot, this Halach of Lachmaniyot, he says, Einam lachan sharuba de almo. He says lachmaniyot is not the type of bread that the rav of the olam eats. Lafikach ein mevarach on lavamaitzi. Therefore, you don't make amaitzi because it's not the regular type of bread. V'yeisharim shimkava sudase aleim ki v'yasei lesuda aleim oisa oisam lechem mevarach aleim amaitzi. It's not normal bread. If you're kaveh suda, that shafts it into bread and you're going to make amaitzi on it. Is that the rice? Is that the rabbanan? Not exactly clear. Mashmois is that something which is a belila rako is not bread. People don't make bread out of a batter. You make cakes maybe out of a batter. You make pancakes out of a batter. Blintzes. You don't make bread out of a batter. It's not the normal thing. However, if you're kaveh asud on it, then you shaft it into bread. You took something which is not be'etzem bread and you made it into bread. So the Gemara was asking kol shekein, according to Tosfos, if lachmaniyot, which is not even a dough b'chlal, it's a batter. Nevertheless, if we see that you make hamoitzi on it, it's considered bread. Certainly, pasul b'kisnin, for sure we should make hamoitzi on it. Now the Gemara says, no, lachmaniyot, you make hamoitzi, it's dafka v'kaveh yasuda. But in a chanami, if you wouldn't be kaveh yasuda, then you wouldn't. So it's like a kol shekein. In a chanami, lachmaniyot is a different type of, it's not a regular pasul b'kisnin. It's a different type, maybe it doesn't really have even teresa denama. It's hard to say it has no teresa denama, because if it has no teresa denama, then even if you're kaveh yasuda on it, you wouldn't make hamoitzi. It's a different type of bread, it's a batter type of bread. And since it's not the normal type of bread that a person's kaveh yasuda on, therefore, it's mezainis unless it's kaveh yasuda. If you're not going to say this, then it comes out that there's really a fourth type of pasul b'kisnin. This Rabbi Akiva was being murdered. This chura, we have a raya from the mechaber that there's a pasul b'kisnin, which is, in other words, not just the three things that it mentions in Siv Zayin. Siv Ches tells me a fourth type of pasul b'kisnin. It's mashma. Anything which you're not kaveh yasuda on has been a pasul b'kisnin. What's the machlokes between the Maamar Mordechai that the Bir Halacha brought down? Is it a machlokes between the three yeshitas? Do they all agree to each other? L'chur and the Mechaber himself is machriyeh. He says, any type of bread you're not kaveh yasuda on, even lachmaniyot, is also considered possible b'kisnin. The Shmoy says that Ches is not really possible b'kisnin. It's a different din. It's a batter. It's something else that's similar to the halacha of pasul b'kisnin, that it's not the derech to be kaveh asud on it, and therefore it's not hamaitzi unless you are lamaisa kaveh asud on it. Practically, what's the halacha? The mechaber continues and he says, "The ochlu b'seich asuda shalim achmas asuda tunim bracha lefneim le'lacharim." He says, if you eat it, it has the same halacha as pasul b'kisnin. If you eat it in the middle of the suda, then it needs a bracha lefneim le'lacharim, and that's how lamaisa. The Magen Avraham says, also with regard to Pasul B'Kisnin, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Magen Avraham, the Bir Halacha, that on Pasul B'Kisnin as well, you have to be Mavarach on Metech HaSudah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if you really know that it's Pasul B'Kisnin. But if it's a Safik, if it's a Pasul B'Kisnin, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Dogum Revava, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that all the three cases that we mentioned that are Pasul B'Kisnin, Sif Zayin, if it's just Nilosh, if it's just Memule, if it's just Nichsas, they're all misafik. We say you make a mezainus on it, don't make a moitzi. But if you're in the middle of a suda, we're not going to say misafik to make a mezainus on it. Here the suffik tells me the other way. Be machmer and don't make a mezainus. Maybe it's not mezainus, maybe it's pas. And on the tzad that it's pas, in the middle of a suda, you don't make a brach on it. Memela says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha is machriya, that if you have pasavah b'kisnin in the middle of a suda, unless it's vadeh pasavah b'kisnin. What does that mean, vadeh pasavah b'kisnin? It answers to all three tanaim. It's also nilush, also mamula, also nechzas, then you can make a mezainus on it, because then it's for sure pasul b'kisnin. But if it only has one of the tanaim, he says, then you should not make a mezainus, because it's a suffix, maybe it's really not pasul b'kisnin, it's pas. It sounds a little bit from the Magen Avraham that was Seisim, and he says that you make a brach on all pasul b'kisnin, it's mashma that he holds a little bit like the Maamar Mordechai, that any one of these shitas is considered pasul b'kisnin. L'alach l'maiso, I think the minig of the Olam for the most part is that you only make a bracha on things that answer up to all three tanaim. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, even if it's just memula, hamavarach lehifsid, which we mentioned already in the past, that's a very big chiddush. Where do we ever find that you say hamavarach lehifsid? Vaday hamavarach hifsid. Anytime that you have a suffix, we always say suffix brachas lakula. You don't say hamavarach lehifsid, you say hamavarach hifsid. It's mashma that the Mishnah Berurah understood that it's not even a suffix b'chalom. Since Rav Rishonim hold that memula is considered possible b'kisnin, the Memela is not even together Safik, and therefore Mavarach Lehifsin. Lamais, I think that the meaning of Olam, for most part, is not that way. Most of Olam does not make a Mezainus on a piece of Kokish cake at the end of a Suda, or on a Ruggle at the end of a Suda, even though they're Mamula. Nevertheless, they do not make a Mezainus, unless it has all three Tanaim. Now, what things do we know have all three Tanaim? Not too many. There's not too many. The standard cake doesn't have all three Tanaim. The standard cookie also doesn't have all three Tanaim. Even if you want to say it's mamish a crunchy cookie, generally it's not mamula. If it is mamula, usually it's mamula only afterwards, not mamula beforehand. Certain things, though, do answer to all three of these tanaim. Beer nuts, the kabukim that have the puffy dough on the outside. The dough itself is sweet, it's very crunchy, and it's mamula. It's baked together with the peanut inside. Achor it's pashit, then you have to make a mezainus on them at the end of a suda, maybe even in the middle of a suda. What? Do they have Torah Lechem? Actually, the L'chur they do. When you open it up, L'chur it does. It looks exactly like a hard piece. If you would break it open. What's considered Torah Lechem? That's a good question. But if it does it look inside like it looks like... Well, I'm not talking about the very thin ones. I'm not talking about the very thin ones that are not sweet. I don't know what the story is over there. The L'cha, Yesh L'ayin. I don't know Nilosh, if it's not Nilosh or not. I'm talking about the ones that have a puffy dough that are very crunchy, but it's a puffier dough. That it's also sweet. And it's also, if you look at it inside, it looks like a piece of bread. Besem. That's what it looks like. It may be harder, but that's what it looks like when you break it open.
Even if it doesn't necessarily get taste when you peanut inside?
Even if it doesn't have to get taste, it's nilish. It itself is sweet. It doesn't have to, what do you mean? If you crunch it together, if you eat it together, then for sure you're going to taste, the peanut is going to give a big taste. That which the Mishnah Berurah says that by Mamula, you have to taste it in the Isa, he does not mean that the Isa has to have taste. For sure not. That's the whole difference between Nilosh and Memula. He says, what does it mean that it has to have taste? That he explains himself in the Sharatzin, in Sifkazin Choftes, Kiven Shal Mi'isa Memula Mehen Mistama Nirgash Atam Harbi Ma'oid V'lei Tam Kholshu. It can't be that you have a few raisins in your challah, and now that's going to be considered Memula, because it has a piece of... That's not considered Memula. Like the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha points out, if it has just something interesting, Agav, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings down that on Purim they make this bread that has in it sesame inside of it. He says, I'm not sure how the Taz made it. Sounds like the Taz put in a lot of sesame. We don't put in so much sesame. The Aruch HaShulchan is referring to this bread. He calls it Hamantashen. That was their Hamantashen. Their Hamantashen was, that was the Tash is a pocket, and hamantashen was bread that wasn't sweet, betzem, but inside was filled with sesame seeds. That's the something which doesn't have such a strong taste. In other words, there's a little bit of sesame inside, that's not enough. It has to be a good portion of it. Certainly the peanut is just about half of it. I can't tell you exactly how much it is, but we came out, it's berach about half. L'chair.
Doesn't have to be the
what?
Doesn't have to be the
ikker, that means that you're not eating it just for the pas. It has to give, the nekudah is that it should be nirgash hatam harbe moy. It should be, that it has to be the ikker. I don't know, that's the lashon maybe of the Magen Avraham, of the Aruch HaShulchan, it goes like that also. But the way that the Mishnah Berurah goes, it has to be nirgash hatam heitiv. It can't be just a little bit, a few chocolate chips that you put inside. Oh, 1 second. So, now, kabukim l'chayra are considered, have all three tonight. Pie, if it's like an apple pie or something like that, some sort of cranberry crisp, that's also, if it has a pie crust, which is very crunchy, then in Hanami, it could also be considered has all three tanoim. So I heard from Berkowitz that would be considered. Now this is really gets, not every pie is going to be like this. It really depends on the how crunchy the crust of the pie is, or the crunch that they put on the top. It's all going to be totally in that. And l'chor it's a suffik. Now, if you have a suffik, if you know for sure that it's nilush and it's memula, and you have a suffik legabi nichsas, I think for sure there's no problem to make a brach on it. The Mishnah Berurah tells you even by memula you could. For sure if you have memula together with nilush, which a lot of poskim say, that you basically got 95% of the rishonim if you have memula and nilush. We just have one shita ha'aruch, that brings down for a vaygoy, and that's nichsas. And here you have a suffik whether or not it's nichsas. L'chor, for sure, in such a case, you'd be able to make a bracha. If you have a suffix in the nechzas, for sure l'chorero, you'd be able to make a bracha.
What's the modern day example of nibbar?
We'll get to that in a minute. 1 second. Reiz Hashem. The that would be another case that would l'chorero be a mezaimis. That's a vadi mezaimis. Now, there are other things that are mezaimis in the middle of the suda that lav dafka have this tonight. Have all three tonight. What would that be? Wafers we'll get to in a minute. First thing is, anything which is deep fried, bisli, and things like that, are deep fried, it's a vade mezenis. It's a vade, the way that we pass them like the rash, that it's not considered possible with kisnin, it would be a vade mezenis, and you make a bracha b'techa suda. Similarly, if you have Rice Krispie treats, even though they're mezenis, bepashtis, nevertheless, it's a mezenis of rice, it's not a mezenis of possible with kisnin. Therefore, as a dessert, you'd make a bracha on it. Anything which doesn't have teresa d'nama, also similarly, would not be a mezaimis. Now, what type of cake doesn't have teresa d'nama is not exactly clear, though I did hear from Talmud Chacham Echad that l'chura kadurei chocolate, chocolate balls that they make that are not baked. How do they make them? You take, there's two ways to make it. When you make it at home, what you do is you take tea biscuits, smash them up, and then you melt chocolate, mix it together with the tea biscuits, roll it into balls, and let it harden. Either in the freezer or kadem, you don't bake it afterwards. In the bakeries, what they do is they take the leftover challah, don't tell anybody, and they crush it up, and they grind it up into breadcrumbs, mix it together with chocolate, and let it harden as well. In that case, what's the bracha? L'chor, you took something which was amaitzi, you made it into crumbs, it's still amaitzi. When you mix it together with a liquid, the melted chocolate, what you did now was mafkir the teresa d'nama. That's the fiyud gimel that we saw. That's chavitza. That's the case of chavitza, that you mix it together with smarak, and mamele you mafkir the teresa d'nama. So long as you did not bake it afterwards, then you were mafkir the teresa d'nama. If that's the case, then it's a vade mezaynes b'techa suda, and l'chor the pashtas is, if you eat it shlei b'techa suda, you could have 8,000 of them, and you would not have to wash. It's not a good idea to eat 8,000 of them. But it would not be, you would not have to wash because it does not have teresa d'nama. L'chura and cheshbin, it's a good cheshbin. That would be something also you'd have to make a bracha mezenis at the end of a meal. I heard from Berkowitz that also in brownies is considered a vade possible b'kisnin, and therefore you'd make a mezenis at the end of a meal. What's the pshat in that? I don't recall if he expounded it to me at that point, but l'chura the pshat is, I'll pee what the Bach says. The Bach brings down for the Marshal that pasavah b'kisnin, the only time that it's considered pasavah b'kisnin, I just want to clarify, just because it's very important, out of the gedarim of the Mishnah Berurah of Nilush, and we'll say, explain what the Bach holds. The Mishnah Berurah says, what is Nilush? There's two possibilities for Nilush. Nilish either means you use flour and water, and with the flour you put also, let's say, cinnamon. So now you're using 100% water. It's flour and water. But since you have cinnamon also mixed inside, tavlin, which is mixed inside, that also makes it nilish. Says the Mishabur, it has to be that there's a lot of cinnamon inside. That way it's very nicker. Then he gives another possibility. The other possibility is you have flour, no cinnamon, but instead of water, you have meperis. He says it doesn't have to be totally meperis, rave meperis. That means you have no tavlin, it's regular flour, but instead of having 100% water, you have 49% lechera. 49% water and 51% apple juice, or milk, or shemen, or dvash. Both those cases are considered nilosh, and the brach would be mezaymet. The Bach brings down from the Marshal a much bigger chiddush. He says the only time it's considered possible b'kisnin is if you have roiv honey, ukedeme, neged the flour, not neged the water. What the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, that you have flour, you have 3 cups of flour, 1 cup of water. The 1 cup of water, 49% of it is really water, and 51% is apple juice. But you don't need 3 cups of apple juice keneged the flour. That you for sure don't need. The Bach brings down the Marshal that that's what you need, that's the lekach that you need, that... that has to be to make something into possible b'kisnin. Says the Bir Halacha, we don't paskin that way. Even without that, it's going to be considered mezainis. But let's say you do have that, and you have raiv keneged the flour. What would be in such a case? If you have raiv dvash, or sugar, or honey, shemen, keneged the flour, what would be in such a case? That would be l'chor avadei possible b'kisnin. Rav Moshe writes this in Chela Gimel Amin Gimel. He discusses this and he says, L'chor, that would be Vade Pasbuk Kisn. I'll be the Bach and the Magen Avraham who quotes it. That's Vade Pasbuk Kisn. That's not even a suffix. Everybody would agree to that. The whole Nilish, which is a suffix, is what we're talking about in the water. But if you have so much of Misiklus Negad, the flour, it's more than the flour, then for sure that's considered Pasbuk Kisn. Ma'aseh Shoy Kachle, Friday night, we had for dessert a marble cake, which was made a regular marble cake, which instead of chocolate was coffee. So I asked my wife, I said, what is the recipe? So she said, and we usually take off a lot of the sugar when we're making a good portion of it. I said, what's the recipe? So she said, it's 1 3/4 cups flour, 6 large eggs is what we used. I said, how much is that? About 1.5 cups. 6 large eggs, 1 cup of oil, 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of water, which the coffee is mixed into. You have way more than the flour of the other ingredients. You have the eggs and just the eggs and the oil first. Forget the cup of the sugar. And you have keneged the flour. It's way more. And that's a standard batter cake. It's like that. Standard chocolate cake or coffee cake or a sponge cake. All these cakes are batter cake. It's way more than the flour. For sure by a brownie. The brownies could be twice the amount of sugar than there is keneged the flour. The meal, that's something which was vade considered possible by kisnin. If you're kaveh sud on it, you'd have to wash. In other words, not. But l'chera, if it's still possible by kisnin, that if you're kaveh sud on it, but it's vade possible by kisnin, and the meal, you'd make a bracha on it. I don't think that the minhag ha'olam is that way. I don't think that the ha'olam is nice to make a bracha on such pieces of cake. However, it is, Kimdumani Yisrael also brought down from Shlomo Zalman that says the same thing. I think the same bracha brings down from the Shlomo Zalman, also the same thing. That such a cake would be considered vadei pasul v'kisnin, and you'd be able to make a bracha on it, teich sudo. Somebody wants to be machmer, so take something which is a vadei mizernis, and pater it. Something which is a kabukim, have always on hand. Kabukim stay for a long time. After Pesach, buy kabukim, you have it for 12 months, till next Pesach. And you have for, they don't last that long, okay? Put it in the freezer. You have something that is always a suffix that somebody wants to be yotzei idei chayves. I don't think that's the minig ha'olam. I think it's only lamaisa, the minig is that when it has all three tanoim, then we consider it. Now, what's with wafers? Wafers is not clear exactly what the story with wafers is. Bechlal, are they considered memula? Are they considered nichsas? What are they, bechlal? Are they pas bechlal? It's not clear what wafers are. First of all, memula is only memula afterwards. They make the small pieces of wafer, and then they fill it with chocolate afterwards. They take the piece of wafer, and the truth is the wafer is really usually made out of a bunch of different levels of wafer. Each, in between each layer of chocolate, there's layers of wafer. It's not just one layer. Sometimes it's a few layers together. They're very, very thin, and they pile them up. Therefore, some people say that bechlal, it's the vafeltkus that's brought down in Sifches, that is not considered, bechlal doesn't have two pieces of dinamo. Therefore, it's not considered mezainis. Some people say, no, if you put a bunch together, then it could be that it's considered mezainis, depending on how you make it. the is it considered mamula? L'chor it's not mamula. Is it nilosh? It's only mamula afterwards. But the intention is to be mamalit afterwards. So it's not considered that it's ready until you actually mamalit. Is it crunchy? It's not really so crunchy. Depending if you put a bunch together, each one individually, each layer individually, it's hard to define whether or not it's really crunchy. Well, every cookie, is there a cookie crunchy? Where's the level for crunch? It's not exactly clear. L'chor, pretzels and crackers, at least lachmit crackers, these type of crackers are for sure crunchy. Matzahs, they're for sure crunchy. The cookies downstairs, the yeshiva service for breakfast, for some people for breakfast. Are those crunchy? It's hard to say that they're crunchy. It's not exactly clear. But many of these things, it's not clear whether or not it has a din of mezonos. It doesn't have a din of mezonos. Some people say it's pasha that you can make a mezonos. I heard b'shem one of the moitzim choshev and moitzim on the badatz, somebody ate by his house, that they brought out wafers at the end of the suda to make a mezonos on it, as a vade mezonos. What's the reason why? Because it has all three tanaim, or because it's vade not pas? It's not exactly clear. It's not clear whether or not you should make a mezonos on it. I know that some people do, though I know that some people do not. It really depends on the metzias and how you dan up all the dinner pasuk about kisnin, and not everything is exactly clear, so I can't pasuk on that. Anybody could? Yase kimi kefi harois rabbi. Wafer rolls. Is they considered memula? It depends whether or not it's filled in the middle with chocolate at the time of the afia. If it's also the derech to fill it afterwards, it could be that wafer rolls, if they have chocolate, you have to know metzias also. The chocolate is in time at the time of the fia, then the chur is also, it has all three tanaim. Wafer rolls would be such a thing. Make sure that it's not milchik after flesh gesuda.
Hamantashen.
It's hard to say that hamantashen is considered parich. It's lechur not crunchier than the standard cookie, maybe even less. And therefore, it's hard to say that they're parich. Somebody told me something interesting. I'm not sure exactly. B'shem tamar chochem choshev echon. Mamish, a tamar chochem mishichvay lamarla. Very well known. He said that even if you have hamantashen at the end of a meal, nevertheless, it's eaten la soiva, and therefore you would not make a mezainis. I'm not sure how to digest that, no pun intended, but it seems like a chiddush to me. That's l'chara, you just ate a whole suda Shabbos, or a whole yantav suda. You had soup, you had challah, and you had fish, and you had soup, and you had chicken, and rice, and kugel, and strudel, and everything else, and now you come to dessert, and that's eaten la soiva. Hard to believe that it's eaten l'seiva. Rav chalibesima shchiach. The guy can't put another morsel of food into his mouth. But he's in room for dessert. A person has room for dessert. L'chor, the pashtus is that it's seen as a kinuach, and therefore, if it would have all three tanaim, then you would make a mezainis. However, I'm not sure that it has all three tanaim. However, anybody that wants to, since it's vade tu, it's for sure nilosh and memula, and it's a suffix whether or not it's in a case where it's a little bit crunchy, it's a suffix whether it's barach, I think that for sure one can make a mezainis.
What about
kariot? Kariot is also maybe kariot. If they're crunchy, kariot is cereal that they have over here, chocolate filled with a more chocolate cream, and those also lechera are, most people I don't think eat them for dessert, but lechera it would be a mezainis also. The Mishnah Berurah at the end mentions a very big klal b'negiyah to Ikar V'Tofel. He mentions it here b'negiyah to Pasuk V'Kistin. It's b'negiyah to all Ikar V'Tofel. And that is, if you're eating something which was not baked together, two things, one on top of the next, and they were not baked together, and you're interested in both of them, and neither one is tafel to the next. In such a case, you need two brachas. There's no din of kol she'ish boy in such a case. You're interested in it, you have to make two brachas. Mamili says, if you have a cookie, and you have a merkachas on the top, some type of fruit mixture on the top, and you're interested in both, and the cracker or the cookie tastes good as well, and you're interested in both, then you make two brachas. L'chor, the standard, the mushel for such a thing would be either a crembo, which is the cookie with the marshmallow fluff on top, which is not baked together. It would be a ice cream sandwich, ice cream in a cone, if it's a geshmaka cone. These are two things that it's not just one is holding the other, it's not just that one is tough with the other, you're interested in both of them. L'chari, you have to make a bracha on both of them.
You have to get the first, or you have to wait to get
No, you don't have to. If you're not interested in eating now, certainly you don't want to bite your ice cream cone because then your ice cream is going to fall out. You do not have to do that. There's a derech to how to eat it, and therefore there's no dini kedima in such a case. Now, if you're eating one of those types of ice cream cones that we mentioned in the question, that was cardboard cones, and it's just a way to hold the ice cream, and b'etzim, even if you decide to eat it at the end, you're eating it only because it's there, you do not make a bracha on that. That's the case in Mishnah Berurah, that you're only holding it b'etzim, you can't hold ice cream in your hands. Therefore you're holding it in a cone, but you're not really interested in the cone, then you would not make a mezainus on that, unless you mamish finished all the ice cream, and the cone is left by itself, and then you started the cone. That's what Ramesha says. However, if you started eating the cone together with the ice cream, usually the ice cream goes into the cone as well. And you started eating it because it says beglal shu sham, since it's there. So if you're eating it because it's there, so then in Echanami, it's tuffle to the ice cream, you would not. You not make a bracha. If it's a geshmaka cookie cone, which is the standard one that they serve and that they'll sell to you in the ice cream store, then you would make two brachas. One on the ice cream and one on the cone. This is a rule. Yes, make a shackle on the ice cream, make it when you get to the cone, make a mezainis. You're not interested in eating the cone now. You don't want to eat the cone now. You want to eat the lehedi at the end. So therefore there's a reason why you want it afterwards. There's no dini kedima in such a case. This has to be bared in mind for the dini ikara tafel. If you're eating a pepper and cottage cheese, what bracha do you make? You make a bracha on the pepper, hadam on the pepper, you make a shackle on the cottage cheese, you make both two brachas. What do you do? So it's mamash, this klal, this is a Maramokim for what bracha you should make. If the reason why you really want to have cottage cheese, but you don't have a spoon, so you're using the pepper as the spoon to hold the cottage cheese, but you're not specifically interested in the pepper. So then you make a shakal on the cottage cheese and you pat the pepper. If best you want to have a pepper, the pepper is a little bit dry, so you put some cottage cheese on top, so you make a adam on the pepper. If you want to have both of them, you want to have also pepper and also cottage cheese, make two brachas, make a adam on the pepper and make a shakal on the cottage cheese. That will be the halacha, kefi, what it comes out from this Mishnah Berurah. That's sifches. Sif Yud Zayin. We wouldn't go Basar Rav in this case because it's not considered a Tariv. We're going to wait for the beginning of Reshut Beis Mirz Hashem. Be'ez Hashem Yitzbarach. We'll be able to get to the end of the Daf Mem Dalet, Rav Yisai. We'll be able to see the Alachas Al HaSeder, to see the Ikar V'Tafel. But in this case, not considered a Tariv. It wasn't baked together, and you're interested in both of them, and neither one is Tafel to the next. Oh, very good. That's the Bir Allah at the beginning of Yeshiv Beis. That's what I said. We'll get to that. Mir Tashem. Excellent. That's a good question. What's the difference between a fruit cup in this case? That has to be dealt with. Mir Tashem. We will when we get there. The Sif Yud Zayin. Mechaber says, Pashtido hanefes betanam rebasar bedogam yivivinu v'varach alav amaiti berachas amazin. Comes along the Mechaber, 9 Sifim after the halacha Zapasva Bekisnin, and throws us a halacha which is not exactly clear where is this halacha coming from. The Taz is ready to remember this, that he didn't put it together with the regular Dinim Pasva Bekisnin. If you read the Pashup Shat in the Mechaber, Behelim, anything else that you knew beforehand, Behelim, that and the fact that it's not together with the Pasva Bekisnin, Lachurro, the Mashmois of the Mechaber is, Kifi, which is Lachurro, is Mavur in the Rishenim, that he's coming from. That even though we're talking about bread, which is memula, and I told you that bread, which is memula, it has a din of pasva bekisnin, that's only if it's memula bedivri mesika, something which you're not kaveya suda on. But if it's memula bedavar that you're kaveya suda on, like fish or meat or cheese, then it doesn't have a din of pasva bekisnin. Like the lashon l'shilti giberim, which is brought down in the Bach, you have pas v'lifton biyachad. He says you exactly, it's like you baked bread together with hummus. It's also going to become mezainis because you break bread together with chumas. You have the pas and the liftam biyachad. You have a whole meal together. How could you say that that's mezainis? This is kviya suda. That's lechur, the pashtus of this halacha. The Taz, on the other hand, says no. He says, ein lecha memula gedoyle mizu. This is memula at its best. When you have bread which is filled with meat, that's memula. Kiniri understood that the nekuda pasva bekisnin is not the fact that you're not kaveh suda on it. Rather, that this is not the tzur of bread. The tzur of bread is not to have it filled with something else. Memela, what's the difference? It's filled with egoism, it's filled with dvash, or it's filled with meat. At the end of the day, if it's not the tzur of bread, Memela, you want to make a mezainis on it. I, the Mechaber, says you make a mezainis on the mazin, he's talking about dafka if you're kaveh suda. But if you're not kaveh suda in a chanami, even though he didn't tell you, he says he doesn't have to tell you, l'chor, it goes without zog, skate on zogin, as he says, and Memela, it's pashut that it's talking about the dafka kaveh suda. That is what the Beis Yosef says, correct. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, and the Taz does not go that way. Lehedi lechur, letaz is coming lafuki from that. Lechur. That's lechur. The two mahalchim to understand the din of memule, is it a din because not the derech b'kavei yasuda, or is it a din because that's not the tzuris apas? And then it's very much more geshmak to understand that each shita is chalik with each other. Because to be mafkir from the tzuris apas, not why you're not kavei yasuda on. You're not kavei yasuda on any of these. But if you have to be mafkir something from the tzuris apas, it's much easier to understand. This one says dafk of its memule, this one says of its nilish, this one says it's much more understood. La'alach la'maisa, how does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? The Berurah is Marech. He says, Gevantzach, it depends. Is it something which is nicker that it's made for Tainug Ba'almo? Then it's going to be Mezaimis. And therefore, even if it's something which has meat on it, nevertheless, if it's nicker that it's made L'Tainug L'Kinuach, then it's Mezaimis. However, if it's not made for that, it's made L'Ralva and L'Zbaya, then it's going to be Hamaitzi. What's such a case? So we'll go through the cases. We'll go through the cases of the practical applications. Calzone. If you have a calzone, which is usually a regular dough, a regular bread dough, that has, it's filled with, generally it's filled with vegetables or cheese or both, kedema. Such a thing is generally made for kviyas suda, certainly if it's made in your house for supper, and you make hamaitzi on that. You make hamaitzi on that, and you don't have to wash on something else. You can wash on that. That's the Chayav Pasha, that it's mainly Kviyas Suda. We'll get to Nilish in a minute. That's a good point. Generally, I think that it's not Nilish. We're going to get to Nilish in a minute. It could be even if it is Nilish. It happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, does not mention Yerachis here. It's not one of the things that he mentions. The Shulta Giberim was also says the exact same halacha. The fourth thing that he says, Aneves Batar Bebasar Bedagam Migvino, Oy Birachis. He does mention it. Lehedya. The Bach brings it down. And lechur, it's made for the kviyas suda. It happens to be that these also has, very often has cheese inside. Also, that is hamoitzi. What's with brekkas and franks and blanks? Franks and blanks, lechur, hors d'oeuvres, these type of things, even though it has meat, it's a hot dog, and it's meat, and it can very well be, sometimes it's pastry dough, but even if it's made, you make it at home with a regular dough, and you stick in a half a hot dog inside, it's made lekinuach, and it's a mezenis. These are made, if you're going to be kaveh yasuda on it, then it's like any possible bekisnin that you're kaveh yasuda on. However, these are made for, these type of things are made for likinuach, l'tayinug, not l'izbaya, and really it's going to be a mezainis. Similarly, the potato brekkas that they serve. So it depends, there's different size potato brekkas. And when you get to America, there's even a different size. Here they have two sizes, two, maybe three. They have the standard size that they serve by kiddushim, and they serve by siyumim, that go along with ragalach. Little square ones that 2 inches by 2 inches that are filled with potatoes. Those are clearly made. Some people put out ragalach and some people put out berekas. It's the same type of thing. It's all made le kinuach le tainug. Those are mezainis. Now they have the bigger, longer ones. Those yeshiva serves as part of your meal. That's part of a meal. It's made le chura le kinuach le ravain. Maybe you're not going to be kaveh suda on one and you have to have two or three. But lechur, those are mainly kinuach l'ravin. In America, they serve those also. They're served usually as a first course. Boheka, right, as by chasana somewhere, they serve it as a first course. But it's made not as a, it's not made just as a kinuach. It's made as a chilek of the meal. Now, there's a different point over here, which was brought up before, and that is that it's made out of generally they're made out of pastry dough. Pastry dough is not clear what it's made out of. Exactly how it's made, but it's made with rave mayperis, rave margarine, oil or margarine, and therefore it would be lechura. Forget the fact that it's filled with something that you kaveh a suda on, the dough itself is already nilish. And therefore lechura it's a mezainis just because of that. It's because of that it's already considered mezainis. Now, it's not clear bachlal, the metzias of pastry dough. I went to Nechama to ask one of the brothers exactly how. Started asking, how do they make it? It's interesting. Pastry dough is after it's baked, it's a bunch of different levels. That's layers. Is it baked as it made as individual layers with margarine put inside, or is it made as a thicker dough and it's nilish with margarine? And when you bake it, it separates into layers. I heard two different pshatim of the Messiah of what it is. I'm going to be mavar, and he didn't know. He says he buys the pastry dough already made, so therefore he has no he doesn't have any idea of any guess to that. It's not exactly clear. If it's made individually with very, very thin, then lechur doesn't have to use the nama. Doesn't have to use the nama, that would be a real big saver. Because then you could eat like 200 brekkas without having to wash. That would be a big savior. However, there are those that say that even if it is, doesn't have teresa d'nam, that's only if it's one by itself. But if you stack them up, and now it looks like dough, then it's going to have teresa d'nam. That's they bring that from Yashiv. And that's because now it turned into something which is similar to what we saw when you get to the batter, truknin, which is very, very loose batter, but once it gets so high, it has a lot of goiva, it turns into teresa d'nam, even though in and of itself it doesn't have teresa d'nam. Therefore, but now you turned it into a dough. Now it's turned into a dough.
Dough, you baked into one object.
This is also baked into one object. It's still one object. You'd have to separate each one and at the end of the dough, it's stuck together before it's baked. At the end of the day. And therefore, now lechara, it is made for kviyas suda, so it's hard to say that it's going to be a mezonos. However, the very fact that it's nilush, now we get into the machlekes of, let's say you have something that fits into the tanoim, a pasav of a kisnin, but it's made lekviyas suda. So now you have something which is nilush with margarine, but the derech is tidil l'ravin, derech is tidil l'seiva. What do you do in such a case? So if you go by the letter of the law, lechara, in this case, it is very nicker in the dough. That it's made, that it's nilush very much. It's very nicker than shuman, and lechura hamavarech al berekas mezonos lehifsed, the big ones. However, if you're going to take what the Mishnah Berurah said b'shem the Magen Avraham, that you're mitzarefit together with the rest of the meal, then if you're going to have a bereka and you're going to have rice and potatoes and whatever else they're going to serve, and you get their shirik v'yasudo, then it's going to be mitzaref, because even as a din of pasul b'kisin, it's going to be mitzaref. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi what to do l'maisa. I heard different. What?
Even the small brackets.
Even the small brackets is like that. If you have one small bracket, it's not going to be mitzaref. That's not enough of a shear that people eat as a pas. You have to have an amount that people would eat in a pas suda to be able to have the other things be mitzaref to it. If you have just one bereka, I don't know if that's enough. But if you had two or three, then it would be mitzaref. Blintzes l'chari do not have teresa d'nama. And therefore, even if it's filled with cheese or potatoes, which is something you are kaveh suda on, nevertheless, it's not going to be, even if you're kaveh suda on it, you would not have to, you very often in English as well, but you would not have to wash. And last but very not least, is pizza. What bracha do you make on pizza? Are you allowed to eat pizza? Okay. Pizza, the badas is makbid, as they write in their Madrich Kashrut, Badas is makbid that all the pizza stores that are under their hechsher make sure that the dough is nilish. The dough is nilish, either with rive meperis or rive milk. It's for sure nilish. That's why it's mezainis. And therefore, says the Badas, they write in their Madrich Kashrut, the bracha of pizza is mezainis, kimavur. That's what they write. They're obviously not talking about Yikavei Suda, that they already remarked them earlier on the page beforehand. Anytime you have possible a kisnin that you're Kavei Suda on, then you have to wash. That goes without saying. If you're just having pizza and you're not being Kavei Suda, says the Badat, the bracha is mezonos, as it says in Mishnah Berurah. Now let's go look. What does Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Samaches of Kotan Lamed Gimel, V'chein b'dvash v'shemen v'cholav b'inen shiharoiv mehen u'miyat mayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mefurush that if you want to have nilush, as long as you have roiv mehem and miyat mayim, that's considered nilush. Memelu badat is makbid, they're makbid, that you have 51% at least roiv of meperis, or you have roiv cholav. And memelu, therefore, it's mezainis. Now the only problem is that the Mishnah Berurah continues. And he says, "Sha'ayideze nirgash mehen atam harbi ma'oid." Al sha'ayideze he me'ikar v'tam yisatafel. That it's nikar ma'oid the tam of the dvash or the shemen or the chalav meperis inside of the. Now, very often when you taste this dough, it's not so nikar. Even if you want to say it is a little bit nikar, at least to the darga of for Sfaradim, it's going to be considered nikar. To say that it's nikar ma'oid is a little bit hard. Now, the question is though, it's a stira minei obey from Mishnah Berurah, Mireish l'seifa. Mishnah Berurah tells you. Cholav. If it's dvash and it's 51% dvash, I understand it's going to be nikar hamoid. It's going to be nikar harbe. However, if you put 51% milk is not something which is sweet. It's not going to be nikar so much. What is Mishnah Berurah saying? That as long as you have rive, that's enough. Maybe it doesn't mean rive. Maybe rive means a lot. And it doesn't mean just 51%. Not exactly clear. But it definitely seems from the Mishnah Berurah that it has to be nirgash moid. And therefore, therefore, first of all, you have to make sure that it is 51% lechayr, but that's, you could be samech that itaka is. Not all other hechshirim are not makbid like this, but that's his makbid. As far as I know, other stores are not. Now, if you take the pasha of Mishnah Berurah, then lechayr is going to be very difficult. If you take a little piece of crust of a pie of pizza and taste it and see if it tastes sweet, nirgash ma'ayin, I think generally it does not taste sweet. Generally it does not taste sweet, and maybe it is fluffy or because in the milk, sometimes it could be that it is, but it's hard to say that it tastes sweet. However, Zolzayin, that first of all, if it's Nilish, then you could dan, I think most pizza stores, Taka, not Nilish, it's much more expensive, that's why we'd rather not do that. And even if it is Nilish, it's not so simple that that's considered Nikr, according to Mishnah Berurah. However, there's a different reason why it's a possible B'kis Nacharo, and that is because it's Mamula. It's Mamula with pizza sauce and with cheese. It's not Mamula. It's not a kiss. The shayla is that considered a kiss? Does the kiss have to be that it's covered on all sides or not? Lechera, the very fact, you could say that the fact that the crust comes up on the side and it's inside, that's also considered mula. Or you could just say that there's really no svara to be mechalik, as like the Megillah Sefer says, Kalachar Yad, there's no svara to be mechalik whether or not it's inside or it's on top. I know that it says kiss, that's just the way that they would make it. But lechera, there's no svara to say that there's a difference. If you bake the pizza flat, then it's going to be, then it's not possible to kiss him. But if you fold it over and then you baked it, then all of a sudden it's possible to kiss him. Very hard to say that there should be a chilek between them. And so I heard from a Berkowitz that the minhag ha'olam is to rechen bread, pizza to be considered possible to kiss him. Now, the only thing is that even if you say that it's memula, it is considered memula. Zolzayin, we have our sif. It depends whether or not it's made lekinuach or letainug, or it's made for lesoiva l'ravin. So now the real question basically is, we have to find out the mitzvah. What's a pizza? What's pizza made for? Lekinuach, letainug, l'ravin, l'soiva. So I heard that supposedly Shlomo Zalman said, Shlomo Zalman was nifter in 1995. Shlomo Zalman said that pizza in America, people eat it as a snack. Some people eat it as a snack, but in Eretz Yisrael it's eaten as kviyas suda. Now, that could very well be that that was the case 30 years ago. I've heard since then that no. Now, even in Eretz Yisrael, people eat it as a snack. And I heard the other way also, that now, even in America, people don't eat it as a snack. The standard person eats it as a kviyas suda. What's the mitzvah? So really, you have to go ahead and take a poll. Take a poll. It seems that, I mean, if you go here, especially now that they just opened up the bake shop, opened up pizza, you see people going in right before shir, grabbing a piece of pizza. Somebody just told me now on the way to Chabura, grabbed one piece of pizza and came. Is there such a matzias? For sure there's such a matzias. Now this fellow who just grabbed a piece of pizza before shir at 12 o'clock, instead of having a Danish, which he had for breakfast, he had a piece of pizza at 12 o'clock before shir, comes 1:30, and he goes to the yeshiva's lunch, it's fish. Ugh, I'm not eating fish. He goes to the pizza shop and he takes two pieces of pizza. And that's his lunch. So 1 second, so what's pizza? Depends. If it's between the hours of 9:15 and 12 o'clock in the morning, so then it's considered a tiny. If it's at 1:30 to 3:30, then it's a arucha. Then it's for a meal. But if it's at 4 o'clock after a long chabur from Kaplan about Pasuk Kislin, then it's a snack. And if it's at 7:30 for supper, then it turns into the Soiva Ula Ravin. So it depends at which part of the day you eat your pizza, lechur. The truth is that lechur is. That's lechur of the mitzvah. That is lechur of the mitzvah.
The
Mishnah Berurah says it has to be nicker. Now, what's considered nicker? What is it nicker? Is it nicker that it's made for one or for the other? Do you need that it has to be nicker that it's made latinug or nicker that it's made for kviyas suda? So, which is not nicker what it is.
Choose,
it could be. The shell is what is it? It's something which is, it's for both, lechur. Lechur is something which is for both. So I heard from Berkowitz as follows. He said, I think it's a very clear together. He said as follows. He said that pizza which is made in your house, pizza which is made in an institution, a yeshiva, a school, a kedema, pizza which is made in a restaurant, a milchiga restaurant, all those are made likvius. And therefore you have to make a moitzi on them. Pashas lechur, even if it's Jewish. It's made likvius suda, and therefore you'd have to make a moitzi on it. Even from one bite. That means if you have, for supper you have pizza, and you have leftovers for tomorrow morning, the next morning, it's made for kviyas suda. Even if you want to have it for breakfast in the morning, half a slice, you would have to wash on that. Yeshiva sometimes serves leftovers from the night before, and if yeshiva made the leftovers, made the pizza, then lechur, according to this, you'd have to wash on it. It's made for kviyas suda. Similarly in a restaurant, you go into a restaurant, pizza's not served as a snack. You go into a restaurant, pizza's served as a meal. Maybe they won't serve it as a round pie because that's beneath their dignity to serve pizza in a restaurant. You make it square or kedema, but it's pizza nonetheless. And therefore, it's going to be hamaitzi. However, in a store, in a pizza store, they make pizza for whoever wants. It's made also for this and also for that. And memeilo gevensach, it depends what you're eating it for. If you're eating it for a snack, and you're not eating a shear of kviyas sudo, then you make a mezainus on it. It would be considered memulo, as a snack. However, if you're eating the mount, which is the... If you're eating it for kviyas sudo, then you make hamaitzi. Now, it happens to be that generally, when you eat it for the mount of kviyas sudo, you eat it as kviyas sudo. I asked, how much is the mount of kviyas sudo when you get the pizza? I'm talking about a large pizza, the standard size they have in America, and not a pizza yeshit, the big pizza that they have here. I took a small standard poll from many people I asked. Many people I asked, and I've heard this from many people as well. The standard, the mimutza average was 2 pieces. Maybe a little more, 2 to 2.5. But generally most people said 2 pieces, some people said 2.5, 3, and one person even said 4. 2 people said 4, I think. And one person said 1, even. I think by women, certainly the kviyas sudo is less, and in Echad HaEmek, the Bir Halacha says it depends on each person, and therefore by women it could be that the kviyas sudo is 1. But I'm talking about the standard man, or child is the same thing. Generally, most people eat 2 large slices. Now, 2 large slices, according to Rabbi Bonner, in Sefer, he b'chlal holds that 1 slice is already a shayla of 4 beitim. That's what he holds, 1 large slice. That's maybe a little bit of a machmer shita. The Vezeta Bracha did not go like that. He, for sure, was much less than that. But according to that, that would mean that you already have a shir kviyas sudo could be of 8 beitim, according to him, is cheshbon when you have 2 slices of pizza. So that's mamish getting to shir kviyas sudo for everybody. And that's pashtus what most people do. It happens to be that l'chura, if you take a, from what I heard also, if you take a poll, most people in the world, when they eat pizza, they eat it as a meal. It's eaten as a meal, you come and you have 2 slices of pizza, and you eat it as a meal, not as a... But so, if you're eating it as a snack, terrific, make a mezainis on and enjoy. You're eating already 2 slices, that's already l'chura shir kviyas sudo. That's what most people eat as a kviyas sudo. It's made for kviyas sudo, and it's not so pashtus that it's in a possible because in such a case. L'chura, you should wash and such a thing. Obviously, if your Rav told you not that way, I know some people did, and that's why I'm mentioning that. Do, as he says, L'chura, Alpi, Hayotze, from the Sugya and from the Halacha, L'chura, that's a pretty clara gather. When it's made in your house, you're not making it as a snack. Unless you're making pizziot. But generally, when people are making it in their house, they're making it for a meal. They're not making for... Leftovers from the pizza store is also the same thing. The chayr would be mezainis if you're having 1 slice, in such a case. Is it unusual to be kaveh on?
It's not unusual to be kaveh on. Leftovers is something it's not deserved to be kaveh on. That's not the case for pizza. Pizza is very common to be kaveh on.
That's true, that it's not something which is... the question is, if it really maybe depends on how do we work with the tanoim like we said beforehand. If the tanoim are, at the end of the day, these are the tanoim and you go with them, then the tanai makes it automatically into a dover, which is not the derech to be kaveh sudon. Then you have to worry, these are really the questions that we have, bichlal, is it a sibur or is it a simin? If you have lachmaniot that are mezainis, and the mice of people are kaveh sudon it, but it's nilish. So then you could doubt, maybe it's not considered nilish. But when you have the tanoim, and once you get to the Tanai, does it make it automatically something which is not possible, or something which is possible with Kisnin, or not? So this is something where, Bepashas, you have the Tanai, and it's also not, it's used for this and for that. Memelo, you could, for sure, the people would say, even if it's only used for Kviyas Sudo, still to Mezainis. So in this case, that it's used also for Kviyas Sudo, and also for Tainik, even though you're right, it's a derech to use it for Kviyas Sudo, but once it already is a Vade possible with Kisnin, maybe some people will say it's not considered Vade Pasuk B'Kisnin because it's not considered Mamula. Well, if it's a Vade Pasuk B'Kisnin, then you would make a... There's Makom to make a Mezainis.
Why is this considered Vade Pasuk B'Kisnin?
No, if it's made for Tainuk. If it's made for Tainuk. So something which is made for Tainuk... What? I'm going even without Nilush. What?
It's all a simon. I mean, you can take it out where you want. You can put it in the car, whatever you want.
Yeah, anything which is... Something which is made for... These are things which are made, it's hard to say, because pizza is not something which you could look at and say, oh, it's made for kviyas sudo. It's not something which is, it's something which a lot of people have for a snack also. Do Rav have it as a snack? It could be the Rav has the kviyas sudo. But to say that it's something which it's nikar mitoichoi, that it's considered calzone, people are not sitting down to a snack and eating that. Franks and blanks, people for sure are. little. There are a lot of things that people eat as a snack, and people don't eat as a snack. However, certain things that are also eaten like this and also eaten like that, they're in a chanami, lechura, gevensach, how you eat it. We're going to make a small haskalah to kufayin zayin beis Hashem, so that the ilum could move on. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but at least make a start. Kufayin zayin, dvar mavoy misaych hasuda, vachar hasuda madinum. Dvar mavoy misaych hasuda, imim dvar mavoy machmas hasuda, dahini dvar mshadarach likvoy hasuda aleim, lafis bem asapas, doesn't have to be lafis asapas, like the Berlacha points out. It's eaten in the middle of a suda that you wash on. Kegayin basa vadogun beisim yirokas gvin of a daiso. Daiso is not the derech to eat lafis bem asapas. Hani bav lo yitib shoyu dachli nama benamo. It's not the derech to eat daiso. Nevertheless, it's the derech to eat it in the middle of a suda. Therefore, it's potter. Umine maluchan afilo eichon beloy pas, ain't tuna bracha lefneim. The birchas amayti poitrosan, petartan. Veloy lacharim, the birchas amazan, petartan. If you have fruits in the middle of a suda and you don't eat it together with bread, then hamaitzi does not pater. However, if you have the beginning and the end with pas, then you do not need to, even if in the middle you had it without pas, you do not have to make it a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here the klal. Be'etzem it's a chiddush, and we grew up from the time that we're 2 days old, from 1 day old. From the time that we're eating, we know that when you make hamaitzi, you pater all your food. But it's not pasha that you should pater all your food. Why should you, when you make hamaitzi lechem and aretz, why does it pater everything? Is it because of the chashivas of pas? Is it the chashivas of the bracha of hamaitzi? Is it that it's the ikar suda? It's not exactly clear, like the Prima Gadim, the Elam saw, the Prima Gadim is mistopic. And therefore, the Magan Avram is mistopic, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. What happens if you're only eating bread to potter up your food? Then you shouldn't have to make a brachas on it. In that case, even if you're eating more than a kezayis, says the Magan Avram, for sure if you're eating less than a kezayis, but even if you're more than a kezayis, how could you say that my bread is the ikar of the meal if I'm only eating it to potter up the other foods from a bracha? Merely says it's a suffix. The best thing to do in such a case is, or do you say no? Pasta is best, and we consider chashiv no matter what the case is, and therefore you make a mezainus on it, and therefore you wouldn't make a brach on anything else because the amaitzi would pater it. Says Mishnah Berurah, what should you do? The best thing to do is don't eat bread just to pater up other foods. He says, make a brach on everything, make a brach on everything, and don't wash on Shabbos, on Yontif, that it's a mitzvah to eat pas. Then even if you have just a kezayis, out the chashivas of the pas. It's automatically choshev and everything comes tafel, even if you only have a kezayis. Mela shal shudas, so it's a big savior. Shal shudas, people cannot have more than a kezayis. A lot of people can't eat more than a kezayis. It doesn't make a difference. You're eating just a kezayis just to be ate to the mitzvah. It's choshev, there's a mitzvah. Mela, everything is considered tafel to it. You don't have to make a bracha on anything else. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I'm going to leave the questions till afterwards. Now, the Mishnah Berurah did not say, the Mishnah Berurah tells you in Eitzah what to do in a case where he says it's better not to wash in a case just the pater of other foods. Rather make a bracha on the other foods. What do you do if you don't know what the bracha of the other food is? Last week in yeshiva, they served a meat roll. And the Erlam was up in arms. What bracha do you make on this? It was mamash just as we're learning the halachas. It seemed to be a wrap filled with meat, which was about 2 inches wide and 2 inches tall, round. There's a reason why I'm saying that. What bracha do you make on it? Was it a wrap? It's already hamaitzi before they filled it b'chlal? Is it together? Is this sif yudzayin of kuf samach, something which is made for kviyas suda? Is it nilosh? Is it not? What bracha do you make on this? So what do? Eat a techa suda. But I'm not interested in eating a techa suda, so I'll have a kezayis of bread to pater it. Now there's a pater it! I just had my kezayis of bread to pater the thing that I don't know what bracha it is, but you tell me, maybe it's not going to pater it. What? Catch 22, what are you supposed to do in such a case? L'maitza, Ramesh is machriya. La Alocha, Ramesha in Chelek Dal in Mem Aleph. He says, he goes, he brings down the suffix of the Magan Avram, and he's machriya that as long as you have a kezayis, then it passes everything else. If it doesn't make a difference what your kavan is. As long as you're having a kezayis, then it's going to pater everything else. However, it happens to be, L'chura, even without that Ramesha, L'maisa al suffix brach l'alocha, you want to make a bracha. You want to make a bracha on everything else. If you wash L'maisa to pater everything else, and you had a kezayis, you're not going to make a bracha. But Ramesha says that that doesn't make a difference where your kavan is. If you have a kezayis, it paters. However, says Ramesha says that if it's less than a kezayis, then it doesn't pater. Less than a kezayis, taka does not pater. And Mamelu, he says at the end, he says, He says a person should be careful before you're sitting down. L'chein osir likonis l'sofik v'yachle t'chila im yerichol kezayit pasay loy k'day sheyedem tzarech levarach alem minim sheyerichol l'shinif t'v'berich zapas. If you're only going to eat a little bit of bread and you're not sure you're going to eat a kezayit zapas, you're getting to the shayla whether or not you have to make a bracha on everything else. The Aruch HaShochel L'maisa goes even less than a kezayit zapas that you don't have to make a bracha on it. Everything is tafta zapas. I think that's minig ha'olam. It could be that it's because of lack of yediyah that they don't even know that there is such a safek b'chol. But l'maisa, a person has what to rely on in a case that he has even less than a kezayis. But l'chatchila, a person should have a kezayis. L'chatchila, a person should l'maisa have a kezayis. Now on Shabbos Yom Tif, you certainly don't have to worry about it. Even if the kezayis is just to be yed to the mitzvah, that's fine.
Less than a kezayis on Shabbos Yom Tif,
l'chur it would not be enough. Kimdumani, even Ramesha says that in that tshuva, kimdumani. It has to be that it has to have a chashiv. It doesn't have a shim achila if it's less than a kezayis. I saw that brought down Reb Chaim Pinchas says that the part is, since you're eating it for the mitzvah, and you're not eating it just a pater, so therefore it has intrinsic chashivas. L'chor, what's an achgimina? Somebody used to be in the Chabura, that his shver, Olav HaShalom, passed away a few years ago, but his shver used to like benching. And Ramele, he would wash 3 times a day on a kezayis of bread so that he could bench birchas hamazon. He likes benching. The shayla is, does it even pater? You ate the kezayis not because you're interested in mikavei suda, but because you want to bench. And you know that if you have a kezayis, you can bench. Does it gonna pater? So if the part is that the reason why you're eating is for, like Reb Chaim Pinchas says, that you're eating for a different reason, not just a pater, or you're eating for this reason, not just a pater. But if the reason is because it has chashivas, because it's a mitzvah to eat. Over here it's not a mitzvah, the actual eating is not a mitzvah, the chur is not gonna pater. The mishmaris of the Mishnah Berurah is that as long as you're not doing it, this guy wants to eat pas. He wants to eat pas at the end of the day. L'chur, certainly, you're going to be, it's going to pater the other foods. Certainly, kol shekin, if you're a Moshe that says anytime they have a kezayis, it's going to pater the other foods. And that's how l'chur we go to Maisa. Now, what's with you if you're eating salads in the middle of a meal? So Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, if a person eats in the middle of a meal, peris or kishuim lafafanot. A person has cucumber salad, or if he has squash salad in the middle of a meal, then you gotta make a bracha on it. Now that was in those days, the Mishnah Berurah is even mitzvah that you have to make a shachiyanu on cucumbers. We don't make a shachiyanu on cucumbers. From the Maril says that. We don't make a shachiyanu on cucumbers. It's a regular vegetable for us, and it's a regular salad, and therefore it's a standard part of the meal, and it's eaten as a regular, the balanced meal is that a person has carbohydrates and protein and vegetables. And therefore, I think anything which is eaten as a regular standard part of your meal, any salad, would also be considered bar machmas asuda. You do not need, and that's what Pesach's men here say, certainly the regular standard salad does not need a bracha. Not only that, Kim Duman, I think the Vezesa Bracha says that even a Walder salad, which is really made out of fruits and nuts, nevertheless, it's also going to be patered in the middle of the suda, because it's considered bar machmas asuda. V'chein amadabar, Kim Duman, that people do not make a bracha on it. It's one of the standard salads that is served by chasanas. And at least before Shemitah, and people do not make a bracha on the Teich Suda. Now, what's the story if you have fruit in the middle of the Suda? So, the Mechaber passes like Rabbeinu Yonah, this is Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel, and we're including Sif Gimel into this Sif Aleph now. Bezer Hashem, there's a chilek, comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says it depends how you're eating your fruits. If you're being Koivea Suda on your fruits, that means it's being eaten, Le'ikr Lifton of your path. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that. But certainly, Lomer shekviyas tuudasei lalafes hapas hayurak elu aperis. You're eating the peris lalafes as hapas. That's what you're eating as your main meal, together with your bread. Then, even if you have some of the peris afterwards by itself, then you do not have to make a brach on it because it already became tafel to the pas. Now, I do not know any metzias for such a thing bismaninu. Even if your person makes homemade jelly or buys jelly, which is really fruit, or date spread, which is 65% dates, it's used as a spread, certainly it's considered tafel, and people don't eat it by itself, bichlal, afterwards. There's no tzad that you have to, it's eaten as a spread, it's behechrich tafel. However, where do we ever have that you're eating a slice of an apple together with bread? The only thing that I thought of is avocado. Avocado, some people, they don't just slice it, spread it on, they slice it up into slices. Now, probably the reason, avocado, first of all, is the eighth. Not everybody knows that. Avocado is ha eighth. It's a regular fruit. The Pashas Yosef make a shachiyanu, we downed it, but many people, they don't use it just to smear it on. They don't. They slice slices of avocado and put it on the bread and eat it together. Then, they finish their bread and their avocado, which was on the bread, and they see that there's a half avocado left. you go ahead and you spoon out the avocado and you eat it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, the Mechaber is talking about. In such a case, you do not have to make a bracha on the avocado. It's tuffel, since the ikur came, lalafis as a pas. That's the only mitzvah that I know of, that people are lalafis as a pas with pears. That's a very good question. The reason why people do it is because it's not sweet. So it doesn't have the regular dinner pears. That's the mitzvah. That's why people do it. But people generally don't cut up peaches and slice them and put them on their fruit. Maybe they do. I'm getting looks. But most people I've seen haven't done that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then discusses, he says, what is matzui, however, is that people serve at the beginning of a meal a fruit cup, or by chasanas, or these type of things, they have sliced fruit, cantaloupe, and pineapple, and these type of things, they serve as a first course, or ambrosia, in a cup with pieces of fruit, these type of things that they serve as a manat pticha, or manat, what? What's ambrosia? Ambrosia is, it's like
a shake,
yeah, a fruit shake type of thing, which has Rich's Whip and other types of things that are mixed it together with it. It's not healthy. Now, most of these things taste very good, but most of these things, like we mentioned, if you're over the age of 60, you leave them for the end and eat them for dessert. Now, anybody that's under the age of 60 is eating that as a first course. What's the story with these type of things? Do you have to make a bracha on them or not? This is not coming lelafis as a pas. This is coming as a gishmaka thing at the beginning of the meal. So lechor from the Mishnah Berurah mashma Rabbeinu Yerno mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Yerno that if you're having the pears not as your ikur, then he says you should eat. You have to eat tchilah v'seif pas. Tchilah v'seif pas means you eat the beginning and the end of pas. However, it doesn't sound like you have to have a kezayis. He says miktas pas, even a little bit. Even a little bit is of pas is considered enough. Now, the only thing is, the shaila is, does it make it tough to pass? If you have one little bite of bread, you have one crumb of bread, how much do you have to have? That should be considered. You have to make it tough to the pass. That's what it's mashma Rabbeinu Yehuda. You had the beginning, you sandwiched it in between bread, it's tough to the bread. You just have one crumb, you have to have a little bit of a bread to make it mamashas, even if it's not a kezayis. Okay. Now, the bigger question is it coming with soiva or is it coming with kinuach or latayinug? The Mishnah Berurah says the tchil of the soiva pas only helps if it's coming le soiva, but if it's coming with kinuach, if it's coming as dessert, if you have fruit for dessert, the only way it's going to pater if you have every single bite with bread. Then it's tafel. Because it says anything which is eaten, the mashoichim lapas, le'elamin tzarech bracha, netzvol me lapas. Which mashmoich says Mishnah Berurah b'lamar muzger is that if you take a pizza, slice it open, and fill it up with Laffy Taffys, then it's tafel. We eat jelly bellies together with it. I don't know why we do it, but some people would. It's tafel to the bread, even though it has no shaykhs whatsoever. Anything which is eaten with the bread, it's tafel to the bread. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to eat if you're having fruit, which is not meant lasoiva, it's meant likinuach, latayinuk, then you have to have every bite with bread. So what do you do? What do you do in such a case? When they serve the fruit cup in the beginning, what's the reason why they're serving the fruit cup? Is that to wet your appetite? That should make it easier to eat the rest of the meal? Is it something gishmak at the beginning? Or heaven knows why they serve it? I spoke to Rabbi Berkowitz about this. He said, Rabbi Yashiv held that in Echonami, the best thing to do is like the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says in this case, since there are people that hold that even tchilah v'seif pas doesn't work. Therefore, the best thing to do is to take a bite of the fruit after you wash. Don't eat it together with bread. We'll get to that in a minute. And make a bray priyais on it. Make a bray priyais on it and pater it. Don't have tchilah v'seif pas. Make a brach on it and then and it'll pater your fruit. Now, he said that's what Rabbi Yashiv held. However, Diane Fisher said, Bizmaneinu, people eat everything and they have no idea why they're eating it. And it's all part of the meal. And that is the truth, I think, for most people. You ask somebody, why did you have fruit at the beginning? Why did they serve fruit? Is that to whet your appetite? I don't know, that's what the menu said. that's what they put out. I have no idea. People know why they're eating it. Everything that they eat gets a chelik of their sudah. And Mamela, he says, you don't even need chilav asayf pepas. It's all considered a chelik of this meal, and therefore you don't need, the same way that people eat chalent as part of the meal, that you'd also fruit as part of the meal. That's one of the parts of the meal that the people eat nowadays. It became, Be'ethem the Svar is already mentioned in the Bir Alachal. He talks about cooked fruit, he says, depending on the Medina, in places where they have so much cooked fruit and it becomes part of their dish, you have timis, apple timis, and then you don't have to make a bracha, it became part of the meal. But meal, if you have metzias that you changed the eating habits and people eat fresh fruit in the middle of a meal, in a chanami you would not have to make a bracha.
What if it's mukach that it's for dessert?
If it comes at the end, it's mukach for dessert, then you make a bracha on it without a question.
It's probably just on time?
Yes, to a certain extent. That's why the people leave for then. It's not just telling into that time. If you're eating in the middle of a meal, then you're eating it l'seiva. Most people, after they fill themselves up on the things that are really filling, the meat and the chicken and the rice and the potatoes, then they have for dessert something else. But you don't want to fill yourself up on something which is a dessert. The meal, the very fact that it's the end, advises that you're not eating it l'seiva. You're eating it only as a dessert. If you finished your meal and there wasn't enough food, so you're having this to fill yourself up, then in Ram you have the same case. But that's generally not the case when it's brought in as a dessert at the end. L'maisa, what should a person do? So I would have thought that l'chera, a good thing to do is to eat chila v'seifa pas. Savik brach l'hakol. So if Dayan Fisher is right, that it became part of the meal, so you shouldn't take a piece in the middle of the meal and make a bracha on it. Because it became part of the meal. Certainly if we're talking about fruit soup, in the summer people use fruit soup instead of regular soup, it's a mamish part of the meal, l'chera not to make a bracha on such a thing. The best thing I would think is to at least chap the tchil v'sei papas, and on the tzad that it needs to be tuffel, you'll have it. However, lule de mistafina amino, I would say that really the best etza is, if you're by a suda and they have the fruit there and it's ready there on the table beforehand, is to take a piece before you wash. Before you wash, take a piece and be mechaven to be yetze whatever it is in the meal, or take any eitz or whatever it is beforehand. There's no shal of a bracha shein etzricha because you're getting out of a safek brachas. That would be l'chor the best eitzah. You'd cover all your bases. Now, somebody that's eating, the case that we talked about, somebody that's eating a lachmaniyah for supper, and then he has tu b'shvat tish, and he's having afterwards all his dried fruit. It's hard to believe that dried fruit is eaten l'soiva, and therefore l'chor it's mamash l'kinuach. And therefore, I would say that a person should make a bracha on it. That's not mamash eaten as a part of this meal. Even if you're having fruit, fresh fruit, but dried fruit is more like a dessert, and therefore, I would think that you should make a bracha on it. If mamash this is your meal, then you have Dayan Fisher. At least chila v'sei papas. But I would think to make a bracha on it. Mitzad sheni, somebody that has for breakfast, he has a piece of bread and he has a banana. The banana is part of his meal, that's what he eats. That would be l'chor like Dayan Fisher, and that's much more of a tzad that you would not have to make a bracha, even if you do not have it b'chla with pas. K'mdumani yasov b'shem l'chazanish, the chazanish was not like that l'maisa. Then he wouldn't be mevarach. What's with dessert? If you have applesauce at the end of a meal, cut up apples, kumquats that they have at the end of the meal. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Sharatin, he says, the Pashas says, that's not a chelik of the Suda, and therefore you would have to make a bracha. Bemis, you'd have to make a bracha l'chor. It says, even if that's the derech, it's not considered a davar bar machas suda, you have to make a bracha on it. They bring down that the chazanish was edus ne'mono, that the chazanish, edus at the chazanish, not the chazanish, that the Chofetz Chaim was chazer. The Chofetz Chaim was chazer, and he started making, when he got older, and he started making a bracha on kampot, even though he wrote in his Mishnah Berurah not to. When he got older, he stopped making a bracha on it. What's the reason why? So supposedly it was Masber, that because it became part of the meal. Some people say every Shabbos it becomes part of the meal because on Shabbos the derech to have dessert. So if we're going Shabbos, look, hurry a little bit of a chiddush. K'mdumani, most people make a bracha on apples or the applesauce, these types of thing that they serve at the end of the meal. It's not considered, even if l'maisa the derech is on Shabbos to serve it, it's not best and part of the meal. That's not nichla on your mighty lechem in aretz. It's a nice thing at the end. You're already full. It's not nina l'ravin b'chlal. It's not ve'etzem achilik of the suda. Rav chul b'si mashkia. So you have room to have something sweet, but it's not considered part of the meal, and therefore you make a bracha on it. What's with the simanim on Leil Hashanah? There, so you can tie in a mitzad echad, some people wanted to tie in a taste that says, maror is considered part of your meal. And therefore, since maror is considered part of the meal, because the Torah told you have to have maror Leil HaTeder, you don't make a bracha on it because of the chelik of the Suda. So to simanim on Leil Hashanah. That's maror Leil Hashanah, you do not have to bet meat in the Suda, and it's not a chiyuv, and it's only a minig. And even when you can be mekayim the minig, not in the Suda. Therefore, it's hard to say that it's considered part of the suda, and you're not eating it to fill yourself up. You're eating it lahedia al sasimanim. Therefore, it's pashut l'chara that you would have to make a bracha on these on the fruits. And that's how we grew up, dip the apple in honey, make a bracha loud and clear. We decided that Yisrael is supposed to make it on the date, not on the apple. However, you should make a bracha loud and clear. You should make a eitz. Now, that's with regard to the eitz. What's with the hadama? All the siman of the hadama. What do you do in such a case? Do you make a hadama on it or not? Now, depend karti, kra, selek, gezer, all these things that they make a hadama is rubia. I think it's the only time of the year that people have black-eyed peas. Black-eyed peas. Now, you're having it certainly because of the simen. It's hard to say that. Some people, what they do is they cook them all together and make it into a salad. Then in a chalami, you're eating it as one of the salads, then maybe you should make a bracha on it. But if you're eating it just by itself and it's something which is b'hedyin on a chelik of the meal, then l'chura, you should make adama on it. The best thing is to take something, let's say a banana, which is clearly on Leil Rosh Hashanah not coming part of your meal. And as long as the banana is ripe, because if not, it's not hadama, then make a hadama on the banana and have that in mind. That'll her be the best eso in such a case. I think we went over time.